Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Good morning, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I came across a quote I can't stop thinking about. The screenshot I have currently is from John Perricone, who said, "Several years ago, I invited a Buddhist monk to speak to my senior elective class. And quite interestingly, as he entered the room, he didn't say a word that caught everyone's attention. He just walked to the board and wrote this: everyone wants to help save the world, but no one wants to help mom do the dishes." We all laughed, but he went on to say this: "Statistically, it is highly unlikely that any of you will ever have the opportunity to run into a burning orphanage and rescue an infant. But in the smallest gesture of kindness, a warm smile, holding the door for the person behind you, shoveling the driveway of the elderly person next door, you have committed an act of immeasurable profundity. Because each of us, our life is our universe." And as I've been thinking about this quote, I can't help but to consider the fact that I myself am one of these people. I am always thinking big picture. Since I was young, every time I had the chance to make a wish on a candle or an eyelash, it often comes back to me wishing that the world would heal. And this idealistic view and wish is inherently, objectively kind and loving, but it's also pretty obviously ineffective. I'd be better off helping the world around me heal with direct action rather than wishing for general healing all around. Not to say I'll ever stop making this wish, because I truly believe in it at this point, and when I can't think of another one, it's what pops up in my head. But it has been serving as an undeniably beneficial reminder that when I start thinking big picture and how I'm going to quote-unquote save the world from the villainous CEOs and the corrupt government, it makes perfect sense that that rarely ends up in any type of action or execution. And it's no wonder I get really overwhelmed and bogged down and hopeless, because the task I've set out for myself is impossible to do in isolation, and especially impossible if you don't have a starting point. If you've been here a while, you've probably heard me say that I struggle to get out of bed sometimes. I've struggled with depression and anxiety my whole life, and that's because I can look around and see that the world is not functioning as beautifully and symbiotically and kindly as it could be if it weren't for like 25 people ruining it for everybody. And so though my intuitions and my instincts and my feelings are all valid and justified and righteous, if I struggle to get out of bed to wash my own ass, there's no way in hell I'll be able to get up and successfully beat somebody else's. It reminds me of the analogy I've used before about keeping your side of the street clean. If you want to clean up your neighborhood, it starts at home. And I think this deep desire to clean up the whole neighborhood is what actually keeps me from cleaning up my side of the street in the first place. Because I put all of the burden onto myself, I can no longer take care of the burdens I would actually love to take care of, and I'm perfectly capable of taking care of them. But because I've zoomed out so much, and the picture has expanded so much, I remove myself from it, and I no longer become an active part of it that can affect change within it. All this to say, daily chores and responsibilities and social commitments and the general shit that, for me, sometimes feels monotonous or tedious or silly or pointless are actually none of those things. They are just a piece of the picture that makes you the hero that you've always wanted to be. There's a WikiHow article, which are often so freaking funny and typically pretty silly, but every once in a while they make a valid point. And on the WikiHow, How to Be a Hero in Real Life by Dan Bodner, he opens up by reminding us that we don't have to wear a cape or become a crime fighter to be an actual real life hero, implying that the key to being a real life hero is having the attitude of one, being humble and assertive and kind, taking action and standing up for others and offering assistance, and promoting good causes and principles. So much of my life has been spent trying to figure out what I want to do, who I'm supposed to be, what will make me feel fulfilled, what is my purpose, what will help me show up on this planet without so much anxiety. And as I get older and find more peace and patience and less of that heaviness of depression and anxiety that I had in my childhood, is because I'm starting to realize that I've put so much pressure on myself, thus making it a more stressful situation, when in reality, my daily actions are what make me either a hero or a villain, depending on my attitude and how I show up and what actions I took. And what's beautiful about that is you realize that every day you get to make a new choice and make quote-unquote better, more heroic choices moving forward to help you step into roles that actually help you feel more fulfilled and inevitably make you feel more in touch with that purpose. But like I said, as I get older, I'm starting to realize that our purpose is just to experience. Experience the good, experience the bad, experience the ugly, experience the happy, and learn from it, grow from it, let it affect us, and change us for the better. Not because it makes us more worthy of praise or accolades or participation trophies, but because that's what feels good and fulfilling and less hopeless and lost and bogged down. And in thinking about my own relationship with white saviorism or just feeling like a hero, I'm starting to realize that it's because I've spent so much time trying to figure out what affects me and how others affect me so I can step into my power, instead of considering how I'm affecting others so they can step into theirs. Not to say I should only be considering my impact on other people, and not to say that I never did. I've always been sensitive to other people's emotions and empathetic and thoughtful, and I always thought that was enough. And I would blame other people in my relationships when it didn't work out, or they didn't vibe with me, or they didn't feel as seen or heard by me, even though that's all I spent my time doing, considering their feelings and their thoughts and voice. But because I have put so much effort into everyone else's experience, I forgot that me focusing on my own, I actually regain the power to have more of an enhancement or impact on the people and world around me than I ever would by focusing on the external. So lately, instead of focusing on what moves me, though I'm always still searching, I've been focusing on who I move and what I move and how I move them instead. And by centering my own experience, I'm able to center what I'm in control of and what I do have an impact on in a way that's actually more beneficial to the people around me, because I've recentered my own experience from a place of love and selflessness instead of the self-centered reason I really wanted to be and feel heroic in the past, which was so I could feel seen and worthy, and because I read too many books where one kid saved the world and I wanted to be the main character. I think the point I'm getting to is we are impacting the world around us whether we participate or not. And if you really want to feel good and righteous and fulfilled and like you're doing something important, then you'll take your current circumstances and work within those to expand the impact from there. And instead of worrying about becoming a superhero, maybe you'll start to appreciate the real everyday heroism that goes into daily tasks, like washing the dishes. Either way, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.